Blog Talk Radio.
This is I Am Resistance and the End Times. This broadcast is dedicated to creating a culture of resistance to industrial civilization, resistance to the evisceration of the living world, the land base, and the exploitation of all creatures by the corporatocracy and oligarchy that enslaves and deforms our minds and our bodies. Resistance to this insane culture of occupation that supports violence and oppression at every turn. We seek truth in a culture of lies, violence, and kitsch. This is a call to action to those who will listen, a cry to unite to stop this toxic culture before it is too late. We must resist this culture of enslavement, defend all life, and restore the land base before it is uninhabitable. We must work to decolonize our minds and re-indigenize our lives and end the exploitation of all life. See the truth of living as awake, responsible, moral beings in tune with each other as nature. It is our only hope for a future for the living world. This insane culture must be stopped. Rebellion is the only way, and radical feminism is the guide to all who want to dismantle, not reform, the domination cultures. Industrial civilization can be dismantled and never allowed to be again. We must build a culture of resistance to fight the insanity of industrial civilization. We must fight. Support resistance anywhere you see it. There is a strategy. Read The Decisive Ecological Warfare from the book The Deep Green Resistance. Read Underminers by Keith Farnish. Read anything by Derek Jensen. Read Jeriah Bowser's Elements of Resistance. Must reading. Read, think, see civilization for what it is. We must recognize the reality that we're in. We must recognize the truth.
solutions and don't. I'm just somebody gonna figure it out. Don't try to tell me some power can corrupt a person. You haven't had enough to know what it's like. You're only angry because you wish you were in my position. No, no.
Good morning, my fellow underminders, resistors, sheep, all of you wonderful human beings. This is Jeff, and today is September 19th, 2015. Check out the Facebook page, I Am Resistance. Give it a like. Email me, inquiringsage@gmail.com. I'm going to try to post this schematic that I have right here in my hand on my blog. Check it out. Come and have a conversation. We'll talk about it for a little while because I think it's very, very intriguing. You can give me a call at 646-915-9912. It'd be nice to talk about this, though nobody wants to talk about it, but I understand. So, you know, but this is really quite interesting, and I think it really displays wonderful dichotomy and some of the debates that we're seeing and not seeing. And it's always interesting to see what's not being said, more so than what's being said in this culture. But I think this is poignant because this is where we are. There's a new political map, and we're in such a wonderful position as we look upon our future, or what there is of it. So yeah, check it out. It's on my Facebook page, and you can also find it all over, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to talk about it for weeks to come, so I think it's fascinating, and it's totally where I'm at and where we need to be as we look into our future, as we look at things as they are now. So as I wrote, it is unquestionable that collapse is nearing each day as empire grasps to destroy and consume every last bit of the living world. I recently found a great meme. It's this picture with a great overview of the new political world in light of collapse. Where do you all fall? Collapsnik or salvationist? You know where I stand. Let's talk about the differing sides of the new landscape of hope, rage, despair, and insanity. Where do you fall, ladies and gentlemen? Check it out. Oh, well, I think you all know, if you've ever listened to this broadcast, where I fall. I am a collapsnik of the hardest sort. But before we get to what I like to talk about, let's look at the salvationists. And I want to do them justice because I also spent most of my life, I would say, as a salvationist. Because for most of us, especially if you consider yourself an intellectual, you always think it's just about problem solving because you're taught from birth to think about it in those terms. So, you know, salvation, basically civilization can and will be reformed and saved. Save us equals reform civilization so as to save humans from suffering its collapse. And that's what most intellectuals and the society at large think is sufficient. We just need to find salvation through technology, through all these possible ways. And they got a great list. I really think this is an excellent taxonomy of salvation versus the collapsniks. So over the weeks to come, I want to cover this from H-I-J-K to K. So that's, you know, there's only so many. So, and again, it assumes that a collapse is coming, which it is, unquestionably. And what are we supposed to do about it? And I hear that a lot. So what are we supposed to do about it? You know, it's easy enough. Rebel. That's always my answer. And people want to keep it confined to the established ways of how, again, it's well within the confines of the master-slave relationship, as Nietzsche would put it. And it is in no way that. Today's going to be a bit of a shorter show because I did it incorrectly. It's supposed to be 30 minutes, but it got set up wrong because I'm an idiot. But don't worry, I'm going to come back tomorrow and have a conversation. So if you want to come back tomorrow, come at, say, 9 o'clock, because I'm going to set up a broadcast to do a 9 o'clock show and continue to converse about this. So it'll get everybody a chance, anybody listening, if you want to go find the meme and weigh in on where you find yourself, that would be great. So let me just read through the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 positions. There's A, deniers, B, rapturists, C, globalists, shock doctrine, Randians, D, the technotopians, neo-environmentalists, post-humans, E, the integrals, reprogrammers, F, humanist, occupy slash meta movements, human consciousness, G, transition slash resilience movement, H, the deep green activists, I, the communitarians, J, environmentalist dark mountaineers, K, the neo-survivalists. So this is the landscape that we're in as we prepare for collapse, or hasten collapse if you're a collapsnik of the, shall we say, the deep green activist sort. And I think each of them has a very intriguing, interesting position, none of which exists in a vacuum, of course, so we have to be very conscious of that. So, with the 2 minutes I have left, I hope people will find this and check it out. Now, again, salvationists think that we can save civilization, that it's worth saving. The collapsniks, civilization collapse is inevitable. And I think for a section of them that it is necessary. Civilization is the source of. I would challenge this because I think that you have to have the resistors. It's not just that it's collapsing because of something that is a failure within it, but that it is itself wrong to exist. Ooh. And I think civilization is itself has been and always be toxic because it is built on patriarchy. Patriarchy being male domination and the very nature of domination itself, which is we are the superior creatures and that we can dominate at will because we're supposed to. Speciesism, manifest destiny, eugenics, Nazism and all alike. So tomorrow when I come back, I want to spend some time talking about the salvationists in all their glory. So until tomorrow, I hope you all have a lovely Saturday. And join me tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. I wish you all a wonderful Resistance Day. Check out this meme. Join the conversation.
Speaking to an answer phone, like every falling leaf on the breeze. Winter wouldn't leave it alone. If you go, if you go your way and I go mine, are we so, are we so helpless against the tide? Baby, every dog on the street knows that we're in love with defeat. Are we ready to be swept off our feet and stop chasing every breaking wave? Every sailor knows that the sea is a friend made enemy, and every shipwrecked soul knows what it is to live without intimacy. I thought I had the captain's voice, but it's hard to listen while you preach like every broken way.